Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on the Players Platform Show. And today we're bringing you the first team Mountain East quarterback. It's Shepherd's standout, Jeff Ziemba. Jeff, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. Can you believe your time throwing the Billy Brown and all those other receivers at Shepherd has kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for your pro day and moving forward to the next level?
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It is definitely weird thinking that I don't get to throw to Billy Brown anymore or even C.J. Davis, but definitely looking forward to this next step.
Nice. Now, you know, I shouldn't actually say this because the last couple quarterbacks I've talked to on the show said they haven't been, but usually when we have a quarterback on the show, it's like you guys have been quarterbacks since day one. Pop Warner, Pee Wee, 8 years old, you're the quarterback. Do you share that similar path, or did it take a couple positions before you kind of got under center?
Nope, just quarterback. I've been playing quarterback since I was 6 years old, and even before that when my dad first gave me a football.
So definitely have been slinging it. Starting out, you're a young kid, Pop Warner, Pee Wee. Usually you're just running, you know, jet sweeps or, you know, running left, right, up the middle, whatnot. But were you the kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every game?
I wouldn't say 5 or 6, and maybe 2 or 3. But either way, scoring some touchdowns.
Yeah, you're still scoring touchdowns at the level you're at, which is pretty impressive. So obviously, you know, we got the careers, the quarterback from day one, and then you kind of emerge high school, whatnot. Leaving high school, I mean, what other schools were showing interest in you, and what made you decide that Shepherd was the best route to be a student athlete?
Really, coming out of high school, I was very undersized. I was only about 150 pounds, so I had a couple D3 schools, Stevenson University, Salve Regina in Rhode Island. I also had Millersville and pretty much Shepherd. I didn't have too many opportunities. I visited Shepherd. I liked the coaching staff and decided to go with that.
Wow. So, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because, a lot of guys kind of go that similar path. One guy that always comes to mind is former Steeler defensive back Cortez Allen. He went to the Citadel, leaving high school. He's like 5'9", 170. He said soaking wet, and lo and behold, he turns into a 6'1", 208-pound defensive back. And like I said, and so when did you kind of start getting the spurt? I mean, I see the variations. I mean, what's your actual height right now? I see 6'2". I see you at 6'1". I see you at 208. I've seen you as high as 218. So kind of where are you at right now?
Right about now, I'm like in between 6'2", 6'3", I'm 6'2 and a half, and I'm at around 220.
Nice, man. That's perfect, man. See, you've definitely had a growth spurt once you got to Shepherd. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yes, it is. My first year, I put on 50 pounds, and then it's stayed around that weight, and now I'm starting to get the rest of the weight up. So I've definitely come a long way.
Yeah, I guess, man. I mean, you probably got back home after 1 year and people probably didn't recognize you, huh? You probably got a lot of like, what?
Yeah, they definitely did.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jeff Ziemba, the standout Shepherd quarterback here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety with our NFL draft prospect today, you guys know you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Then we'd love putting their college to bio pages up at collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Jeff as he makes his path towards this next level. There you're going to find his highlights, his college bio, his draft analysis, and the nooks and crannies, his pro day numbers, all those things that make him the prospect he is, and stuff to kind of delve deeper into why teams are going to like him. For you, we ask these questions among all the guests that come on the show. I mean, if you're in the film room, you're breaking down some tape with NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you as a quarterback? I mean, what are the intangibles that you bring to the position that they're going to say, hey, you know, this is a kid we have to look at?
I'd have to say just being able to stay calm, relaxed, and just throwing the ball to the open receiver. I know where they're going, how far they're going, and my timing with my throwing, I think, is probably my best attribute with that, and just being able to throw the ball accurately and away from the defenders.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed, Jeff? And I just asked this question because, you know, there's things that you can't see on film, leadership qualities, game film study, maybe weight room, you know, things of that nature. Maybe even the offense you ran at Shepherd where you couldn't showcase skills that you might be able to if some different play calls. I guess, you know, this is your chance to any scouts out there listening. You can say, hey, these are some things you can't see on film, but you better believe I can do it or I'm good at it.
I mean, one thing probably is I'm great friends with all my teammates. I get along with them, too. Pretty much that I can adapt to any type of offense, any style. My first 3 years at Shepherd, we started with pretty much run the ball, and then we opened up to like a spread game. And then here, my senior season, we changed the whole offense, and we did more of like a run-pass option. So that just shows that I can drop back and throw the ball, and then also I can make a read and get the ball out of my hands quick.
Nice, man. That's why I love it, and you delivered that question great, man. Way to respond and give yourself some props on that one. Comparisons, I know it's a cliche question, but is there anybody that folks say, hey, remind me of this guy, or anyone that you really enjoy watching at the next level?
I'm a huge Tom Brady fan. Other than that, I mean, I like all different quarterbacks. I'm a huge fan of the Gronk, too. He's a good guy.
Yeah, Gronk.
He's a funny dude.
So, yeah, he's definitely a funny dude and a big dude. I remember seeing him down at the combine, a massive, massive size guy, to say the least. For you, I mean, and I wish I knew more about the offense you ran, but, I mean, in terms of just being under center or playing in a shotgun, I mean, 50-50 or usually in a shotgun? Are you under center a lot?
The first 3 years we did a lot of under center, and then my previous year we did pretty much all shotgun. Very rarely were we under center, maybe for quarterback sneak and a couple counters, but other than that we were all gun.
Nice. And we talked quickly prior to going live. You know, you're at school, you're getting wrapped up and, you know, you're doing your schoolwork and getting ready for your pro day. Thoughts on pro day? I mean, you know, is it, do you wish it was tomorrow? Are you glad that where it's on the 28th? I mean, what's your mindset when you think about that day? Because it's such an important day.
I think it's a good place where it's at. Right now it's lined up in between West Virginia University and Maryland University. So I think it works out perfect because scouts can go right from West Virginia to Maryland and stop here on the way. But I think it's later on in March, so it works on. I get to throw to a bunch of these receivers, get to work on some of the routes that I need to work on some of the drops. But I think it's a good spot.
Nice. Do you get any criticisms? I mean, are there things that you know that you have to improve on?
Obviously, one, my size, that, and probably work on more getting better with film and breaking it down and stuff like that rather than having a coach help me. But other than that, I think I can throw with the best of them, and I just need my chance.
There you go, man. Spoken like a true quarterback there. Jeff Ziyamba here on the C2P, and like I said, that's the kind of guy you want in the huddle. That's a guy that can lead right there, saying, hey, I could throw at the best of them. Just give me a shot and let's go at it. As I said, that's what it's about. You know, if there's any, you know, Rams fans out there listening to the show, I mean, what are you going to miss most about, you know, playing your home games there?
Our fans are crazy. They're extra loud. They show a lot of support. And really just the family that we have there, it's always loud and just a great atmosphere to be in. So I'm always going to miss that, running out onto the field with all my friends and just seeing that crowd.
Nice. And for you, I mean, being on campus, I guess, what are the places you're going to miss most about, you know, being on campus?
Probably the river. I like going down to the river, hanging out by the woods, and just relaxing, get away from everything for a little while. Other than that, food. Always love food. But other than that, I'm kind of ready to take that next step.
Yeah. You've done yourself some good, man. Like I said, you've accomplished about everything you could, and especially, putting the bulk on, man, 50 pounds in a year, that's just impressive. And obviously, you just turned into a really, really solid prospect. But before we let you go, Jeff, we always like to throw some lighthearted, off-the-wall stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Now, being the quarterback, I'm curious from this perspective, any superstitions on a game day, Saturday? I mean, anything that you kind of have to do?
First thing is I normally kind of just go into the training room and talk to the trainers. I had a very good relationship with all the trainers. I'm the kind of guy that doesn't want to sit down and be still before a game and listen to music. I'm the type that walks around, talks to friends, some of the teammates, and see if we can make any changes before or anything we need to talk about. But definitely the guy that likes to relax and not have to worry about all the pressure.
And usually, Jeff, this is the question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's Jeff Ziemba going to invite to dinner?
Ooh, I got to think about that one. That's To be honest, right now, I'm not even sure. I couldn't even answer that one right now. Maybe Nicki Minaj.
There you go. All right. Her name comes up frequently, man. Yeah, trust me. I know all the names. And if I don't know the names, I lie like I do, but I do know. I'll Google them when the show's over. But I do know who Nicki Minaj is. She's said frequently. So, like I said, she's I tell you what, you know who? It was kind of surprising, Jeff, not to get off track, but before Ronda Rousey lost, I was getting a ton of Ronda Rousey. And then when she lost, she went cold turkey on the show. She was like the hot name. And I don't know if losing fights actually doesn't make her, somebody people want to take to dinner. But that is the case on our show. And then take us inside this locker room at Shepherd. Who had the most off-the-wall nickname and how'd they get it?
I'd probably say our friend James Gupton, and he got the nickname of the Soul Snatcher. And he got that nickname because my junior year we opened up at West Liberty University, and it was his first game starting, and he came up to everybody and he said, "Look, guys, I'm going to take someone's soul today." And sure enough, he definitely did.
Terms of how did he do that?
He made the kid do pretty much a backflip. His helmet landed, I want to say, 10 yards. The game had to get stopped, and it wasn't a good sight for the other team, but it was definitely a good one for us.
Wow, that's crazy. So the soul, that's pretty impressive. And then the final question, Jeff, we've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes on your pleats or your spikes. I mean, if you could have any theme on your shoes, what would you want sprayed on there?
Ooh, theme on my shoes. I don't know. I might have to get some type of ram on there to show some love to the Shepherd family.
There you go.
But I guess it kind of has to determine with which probably whatever holiday's next, or kind of like Odell Beckham's shoes that are always getting customized. I don't really have any specific type, but I would take anything, really.
Definitely, yeah. I tell you what, that's one of the funner questions we've been asking. We started that question this year, and we get some creative things. You know, you just never know what you guys are going to say. I mean, you know, some guys, it's Batman, or, you know, this guy wants sharks, or this guy wants every name of somebody in his family, or this one wants his mom, this one, you know, wants, you know, Nicki Minaj. I mean, so it's just, like I said, it's a crazy, crazy wide-wing spectrum of different varieties. But hey, man, fabulous career. I can't thank you enough for spending some of your time joining us here on the C2P, because I know you have a lot going on. But I hope you stay healthy, obviously. Stay humble and be blessed. And March 28th, I hope you you just nail the you know the what out of it, my man.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jeff Ziemba, the standout quarterback from Shepherd University. And what a fantastic guy to have them come on. And I love being able to kind of get a little perspective of, you know, what brought him to be the guy that we see today. And like I said, first team, you know, Mountain East, and a great career, successful career. And I mean, the kid's been playing a long time. And, you know, these are the things I wanted to know prior to him coming on the show, was, you know, him just talking about the change of offensive philosophies during the time he's there. And those are the things I love kind of being able to pick up on, and you kind of just, you know, delve into this kid. I mean, because, you know, if you're learning these different terminologies, it's just making you, you know, smart and good football IQ. And he really explained himself well. So I hope you guys felt the same way. If you want more Jeff, you guys know you can always check this out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then his bio at collegeofpro.com. As always, we appreciate you stopping by the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.